Good evening. You're in tune to Thursday Night Watch, the meeting of the inner circle. And this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. At the top of the hour, we started out with Africa by Dwight Tribble, and then followed that by Ethiopia by Mike E. African Medley by Sounds of Blackness, Ghetto by India Ari, No Worry by Angelique Kidjo, and Mother Africa from the Power of One CD by Hans Zimmer. For those of you who are tuning into Thursday Night Watch for the very first time, I welcome you and invite you to meet me here every Monday as well as Thursday night, midnight to 3 a.m. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web at WRFG.org, I am so grateful and so thankful that you prefer to be here with us than any other place on the planet. For those of you who are tuning via your phone app, thank you for taking advantage of the technology. And for those of you who are my inner circle, the ones who try to make sure you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed hour and any time that I'm speaking, I am so grateful for you and in consistent prayer that you are receiving more with each and every listen, that you are feeling me more, that you are digging deep into the depths of yourself to reach the heights of yourself. For we are in a now moment of eternity that requires each of us to be able to respond correctly and directly to that which is needed in our now moment. And the need in our now moment is for us to rise. We are the beneficiaries of those who have given so much, those who have sacrificed, those who were sacrificed, those who have given so much of their time, their talent, their labor, their service, their ingenuity, their creativity, their so much. And it's such a collective of intelligence that has bridged beyond generations that we who live in this now moment can take full advantage of. The issue is how we spend our time in what we really are doing in the time that is passing, because the time is passing and it's passing very quickly. So wisdom would have us be in a place and space where we are very mindful about how we are utilizing the time that we have, so that we are knowing that our duty, obligation, and responsibility in life is to be in a place and space where we are mastering ourselves, where we are learning to control ourselves. We are learning to work harmoniously with the laws that govern us, for there is absolute law that governs all of existence itself. And in light of and in spite of those who know and those who don't care to know, our duty and obligation and responsibility is to really understand that there is absolute purpose in existence itself. And the purpose in our being is not so that we can be successful capitalists. The purpose in our being is not just to make as much money as we can, spend as much money as we can, have as much stuff, and do as many things as we can to the detriment of ourselves, or without having properly attuned ourselves to that is which is the creator's purpose for our being, which is to harmonize ourselves with it and its purposes in our exalting a full life's urge, in our coming to a point and place where it matters to us on a day-to-day basis that we are dwelling in the reality of that we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of its absolute and supreme intelligence. For when it comes down to how much we have inherited in terms of duty, obligation, and responsibility, when it comes down to how many ones have offered so much of themselves to us and how they have benefited us and how we are able to call upon them, call upon the special ones, the ones that move us, the ones that inspire us, the ones that excite us, the ones that entertain us, the ones that give us a little more joy in our living. But our duty, obligation, and responsibility as a result of having access to them and for our taking advantage of them is so that we are able to give the greater that we each represent as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of its own absolute and supreme intelligence. Those of us who are men, the progenitor of lineages, and those of us who are womb men, the perpetuator of lineages of people, it is by virtue of the cosmic trust that we are in existence to exalt life itself. And many people feel so perplexed about what the purpose of being is, what the purpose of their lives is. They have no idea. The purpose of your life is to exalt a full life's urge to self-master and self-actualize and self-develop and come to a point and place where you activate your gifts, that which is your inheritance, that which is in your DNA. Your purpose in being is to work towards the enhancement and the substantiation of that spirit and that soul that you are to be connected to. We are in a place and space where we have to realize that for all of the great ones that we applaud and acknowledge their birthdays and the days that they died and all of that which they gave to us, that we really have very few examples of those who really were in the fullness of their light. We have those who became proficient at whatever they were proficient in. But proficiency in one area of talent does not make you a whole person. Proficiency in one area of talent does not mean that you have really understood what are the requisites for your being qualified for continuance in existence. Proficiency in an area of talent does not mean that you have taken responsibility to infuse every atom and every cell of your being with the truth of who and what you are as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of that absolute and supreme intelligence, whose intelligence is absolute and supreme and is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, and we are already immersed in it. There are those who have made it their business to give you an orientation as to what this life is, and they have misled you because they never took the proper time to get a proper understanding, and to stand resolutely with purpose in being. So therefore, their purpose for making sure that you have been given what they thought you wanted is so that you can serve their purposes. And no one's purposes are greater than the purposes of existence itself. And those of us who are living in this now moment, who represent many hues of people, many lineages of people, many legacies of people, there is greatness in each of us, but we have inherited a legacy based upon wickedness and racism and sexism and dogma and indoctrination and miseducation and violation. And our point in this now moment is to get beyond all of those divide and conquer things so that we are able to really exalt a full life's urge in working towards the harmony of the whole of us, to realize that your education does not make you more special than the ones who don't have it. You understand? Your hue does not make you more important or better than another one of another hue. That there are no things that you were given that makes you more or less than the other one, except you have not taken responsibility to exalt more of the right that you have to walk in the divinity of who and what you truly are as this point of the presence of that absolute and supreme intelligence, whose intelligence is so supreme that it has figured out a way to give itself to so many of us, to all of us, regardless of our hues, regardless of our education, regardless of our socioeconomics, regardless of our money, regardless of our thoughts, regardless of our ethnicity, regardless of our sexual preferences. We are all these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence. And there are those, most of those, who really are not in a place and space where you exalt supreme intelligence as your right. You exalt your right to be wrong. You exalt your right to be wicked. You result and put yourself in a place and space where you make excuses for why it is that you should not work towards your perfection, the perfection and the harmony of your being with the whole of existence itself, that you would prefer to be in a group. And your grouping substantiates you. You're being Christian, you're being Baptist, you're being Pentecostal, you're being of this one or that one or the other one that the group that you are a part of makes you. It does not. Particularly when the group is wrong. And we have the foundation of those groups and their wrongness that has laid foundation for all of that which we see that is being exalted as sickness, illness, disease, and degradation, and defamation, incarceration, bastardization, usurpation, and all of this illness that has resulted as a result of the ones who were wrong, who exalted their right to be wrong over their right to be corrected, because they did not realize that their wickedness was wrong. They didn't realize that being in a place and space where you deny someone else the right to its life, where you subjugate and violate and dominate and oppress and suppress and depress and render dysfunctional, that is no evidence of your supremacy. It is evidence of your sickness, your illness, and the fact that you have perpetuated sickness, illness, and disease is the evidence of your own sickness, illness, and disease. And it is our time to realize that that is the evidence of sickness, illness, and disease, not supremacy. And everybody has been affected by it negatively. And all of our families are being torn apart by all of the sickness, illness, and disease that is the bickering and the fighting and the warring and the inner conflict and inner turmoil that eats away so that nobody stands whole. Because we are under a world-conquering rampage that is intended to make sure that each individual one of us is divided within ourselves. Whereas the individual should be indivisible, that we should be exalting a full life's urge. We should do nothing to undermine ourselves or ourselves. We should be in a place and space where exalting a full life's urge is very easy for us to do. It's the only thing we know. We should be in a place and space where we are in joy and happiness and delight to explore the dynamics and the depths of who we are. We are vividly representing that which we each are, as these points of absolute and supreme intelligence, regardless of how black or how white we are, that all of the hues are here to really understand the essence of their own divinity, and that we, as these hues of ones, should be in a place where we exalt the divinity of all of existence, and we have an understanding and an understanding that we are always standing in sacred space as a result of dwelling in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, whose intelligence is all there is as existence itself. And there is nowhere where it is not. And we have these ones who think that the ground that they kill upon is holier than the ground where whole beings are represented. We have those who justify their wickedness, as if God intended for them to be wicked, that was the will of God. But the intelligence of existence is so intelligent that it has no need to kill portions of itself to exalt other portions of itself. The intelligence of existence is so intelligent that it has gifted us absolute law that governs our being. And these ones have taken responsibility to act as if there are no laws other than the games of agreement and the statutes that they create that we have duty, obligation, and responsibility to adhere to, obey, and to follow. When you are under the auspices of those who have no love, those who have no light, those who have no wisdom, and those who have no truth, you have no duty and obligation and responsibility to follow them. I don't care who they say they are. Because your duty, obligation, and responsibility is to be obedient unto that which beats your heart and that which breathes you, that which is the source of your own being directly. And what you have done is that you've given your power to those who are power hungry, but they are out of order with the laws that govern life itself. And when you are dealing with a government, or a government is dealing with you, who has no respect for the laws that govern existence, and the government in and of itself is lawless, then you have the duty, obligation, and responsibility to obey that which is the source of your own being. Because the government is finite. It's only going to exist for a time. Whereas that which beats your heart and that which breathes you is timeless. It's infinite. It's beginningless. And it is eternal. And so therefore, when we realize that there is one real eye, one absolute eye that sees as the intelligence of all beings that see, that this is beyond just humanity. It's beyond just whatever nationality or ethnicity of people we are. This is about the whole of existence itself having the right to exist and be whole. And nobody is authorized by the intelligence of existence, the will of existence, to be in violation of the law of existence, which is love. For love is the harmony of truth. And the truth is that we each dwell by virtue of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is as existence itself. And to work to the detriment of anyone else is to undermine oneself, for there is truly, literally, only oneself. We're in a now moment of eternity to realize destiny is off the planet. That no matter how old or young you are, that your destiny is to leave the planet. Now, when you have not given attention to that which allows you to walk in the harmony of the whole of yourself, when you have not applied yourself to the laws that govern your being, when you have violation charged upon your blood because you feed off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, artificially colored, artificially flavored, NutraSweet, and all of this garbage that you can find on any shelf, anywhere, at any time, then your destiny will become a tragic date with fate. For destiny is that which is the greatest thing that you can do. Destiny is that which you align yourself with when you have a whole body, heart, mind, and soul, an intensity of intention to realize the depth and the height of yourself as this point of the presence of that which is all there is as existence itself. See, our being under siege means that there is an attempt, there is an agenda to make sure that we do not think that highly of ourselves, that we are not able to walk in the fullness of our integrity as these points of that absolute and supreme intelligence, or otherwise being the children of God. The intent is to make sure that the temples of God are defiled, because the blood, which is the medium of your spirit, has been defiled and corrupted so that you're not able to think properly. And it is by virtue of your capacity to think that you realize destiny, that you are able to self-actualize and harmonize with the will of existence and walk in the ways that govern life itself and the lawfulness that governs your joy, your happiness, your health, your wealth, your prosperity, your sanity, your greatness, your success. We're in a now moment that requires us to really care, to be whole. You get what you ask for, but the wisdom is in knowing what to ask for. And that's why we were given certain keys, regardless of what churches and what religions and what scriptures and what saints and what saviors, we were given certain keys. And if we apply ourselves to those keys as we are consciously caring to have a clean bloodstream, as we are consciously caring to be cleared of our violations, our mistakes, our adulteration, our unforgiveness, our resentments, our anger, our frustration, and whatnot, where we care to realize that we dwell in the reality of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and man has nothing to do with that which is truly essential for our being. But if you continue to focus so much of your attention on what men do and what men say and what men create, then you will miss your destiny. Because there is no way that you can apply yourself to men and walk in the fullness of your own authority as absolute and supreme intelligence. That you would have to take some time, even if you study those men and those books and those wisdoms that reinforce that, you cannot stay in the books. You have to live the life. You have to practice it. And that practicing the love and the presence of God is what you do in your day-to-day walk. It's how you handle your relationships. It's how you handle your children. It's how you handle your loves. It's how you are accountable and responsible in your marriage and in your sexual activities. Light, love, wisdom, and truth should govern every aspect of your life. You cannot pick and choose which one you'll use while you're fronting as if you got it all together. When your personal life is in a shambles, there is no way that the information that you have is working towards your greater good. If you yourself are not working towards the greater good and being able to facilitate that which is the greater good on behalf of all of those that you have the opportunity to be in communication with, in service with, and whatnot. And this is what we see is the breach of integrity in terms of those who supposedly are so supposedly conscious and they supposedly know this and that, but they treat people like they have no real regard for who these people are. They don't have wisdom enough to know how to help cultivate the best in the people because they are usurpers. They are users. They will use the people up and spit them out once they have used them. And this is what we've been shown. This is how slave masters and all of them work. It's like they have no real regard for you except for what they can use of you. And once they use you, then they cast you to the side as if we don't really have any value. And this is where we have to realize that what you all refer to as white supremacy is not white supremacy. Racism is wickedness. Utilizing, enslaving, bastardizing, usurping, and making everything perform for you. And then you discard them. It's not love. It's not a practice that really qualifies you for continuance in existence. Where we are now, it's about the whole of us as a humanity of people, even humankind. Everybody is animated by the intelligence of existence. Everybody is in need of greater support in being their greater selves. Everybody has greatness in their lineage, and everybody has those who are violators. And so we have to choose what we will allow to come through us. And that's why it matters what you're asking for. That's why it matters how you treat and how you deal with people. We have those who singing the songs of love and talking about love and whatnot, but they don't really know love. They're liars. They're perpetrators. And so our advantage is only
going to be an advantage when we are really caring enough to really walk in the integrity of that which is our divinity, that we are the ones who would care to be in a place and space where the light of God, the truth of God, the spirit of God, the intelligence of God, the wisdom of God, the heart of God, the soul of God has been completely re-enthroned as our absolute reality. For that is why we are in earth residency, so that we are able to exemplify that which is the truth of our being. And it is only in the truth that we are free from the suppression and the oppression and the degradation and the violation and all of the things that align you with a tragic date with fate. And that tragic date with fate is a date with death. When we leave here, we should not be leaving as dead people. Death is not a possibility for those who mastered themselves and mastered the laws that governed themselves and learned how to utilize the light of the truth of that which is, those who were obedient and did what they were told to do in loving the Creator, loving that which beats their heart with their whole body, heart, mind, and soul, loving all and respecting all as they love and respect themselves, being in a place and space where you have sought and you apply yourself to that which is the law that governs your being. And that's why you were told to seek first the kingdom of heaven and its rightness, its righteousness, the right use of the faculties and the sources that you were given, and all else would be added unto you. We were not told to whore and pimp and prostitute ourselves for money. Our being here is not about money. It is about cultivating and developing and being able to access and activate the wealth of ourself. Because it is as a result of that which we have truly actualized, understood, that we take with us when it comes time to leave. And if the only thing people apply themselves to is their right to be wrong, their right to be wicked, their right to be in violation and to be violators, to be rapists and murderers and usurpers and all of that, then those ones are not guaranteed to be qualified for continuance in existence. And when they die, no one knows where they go or how long they'll be dead. Now, because those ones have influenced everything and everybody to accept that you're supposed to be dying from something, then you have to really reprogram every fiber of your being to accept the divinity of its being as immortal. Because you are these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. Says, know the truth, and the truth would set us free. Free from what? Free from sickness, illness, disease, despair, depression, degradation, and death. We're in a now moment that requires us to exalt a full life's urge to do that which is ours in correcting ourselves and being corrected, so that when it come time to leave, we have been truly successful because we walked in the integrity of our own authenticity as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of that absolute and supreme intelligence. On behalf of the lineages that we represent, on behalf of all of those who've come before us, on behalf of those that we've come through, on behalf of those who are with us, on behalf of those who came through us, and on behalf of those who've yet to come. You're in tune to Thursday Night Watch, the meeting of the inner circle. And this is Adama, your voice of resurrection.
Night Watch on 89.3 FM, WRFG, Atlanta. jazz to
evening. This is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning in for the very first time, I welcome you and encourage you to join me every Thursday nights. For those of you who are my inner circle, the ones who are always attuned to this frequency, whenever I am on, I am so grateful and so thankful for you internalizing and moving forward with what you're receiving. But I realize that some of you are sitting in the dark. You're kind of like not sharing with anybody that you listen, so nobody can hold you accountable but God. And but I'm going to call upon the God that's in you to do that which is right and righteous in giving forward to that which gives to you and has been giving to you, and that you have come to have a degree of expectation about what you're getting from this energy, from this frequency, from this time slot particularly. For those of you who are not familiar with me, I have been with WRFG producing and hosting Thursday Night Watch, the meeting of the inner circle, since 1999. And so we want you to know that you are one of the reasons why I am always so happy to be here. Because when I see you out in public, I was just telling Tahita and company that you treat me like I'm a celebrity or something. And they said, you are a celebrity. I said, well, you know, I'm thankful. But I want you all to know that I'm the one who really cares to make sure that you get more of what you require to be all that you are, which is why I always speak to the issues of our liberation, our resurrection, and the prerequisites for our being qualified for continuance in existence. We're in a now moment of eternity that requires us to really be very, very conscientious, very caring, very diligent, consistently and persistently in realizing that we have to do what's ours to do, which is to rise up, to raise up, to get leverage and maintain it from being under a system that is oppressive. It's not just oppressive. It's not just racist. It's sick, which is why it's creating so much sickness, so much illness, and so much dis-ease. So we want you to be encouraged to realize that you have the opportunity to do what previous generations would not do. And we exist in the context and of family members who have all kinds of issues going on. We are dwelling in a time where it's discouraging. People are discouraged from getting married because they don't have faith that theirs can work, because they see so many marriages that are not working. So many marriages where people are not happy in their marriage. Yes, they're married, but they're not happy in their marriage. And so I'm the one to remind us that the laws, there is law that governs our being. And when we apply ourselves to being in the laws that govern us, that's when we have the greatest opportunities to have leverage over situations and circumstances, where we have opportunity to not be influenced and affected by other people's plans and agendas and other people's failures. All right, so that you are the god or goddess that dwells in that body temple. And in order for us to be in the greatest degrees of real, what I call vivid self-representation in the light and the truth of the all that we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of that absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God, is that you have to care to be cleared and cleansed and purified within the very fabric of your own being. And I know that some people hear me, but you don't hear me. Can you hear me? That's what the question is. Do you really hear me, though? Because I'm wanting you to realize that you may pay for that box that you dwell in, that you call home or the crib or whatever, but you dwell in your body, which is the temple for the dwelling of the true spirit of the living God and Goddess. And cleanliness is the foundation of the order that should be established in the temple, so that you are able to be in a direct line of light with that which is the spirit and the truth and the light of that which we refer to as God. For your body being the temple of God is where you meet God. It's where you get to know God. It's where you have the opportunity to truly be harmonized in the will of God, in the ways of God, but only by following and loving the laws of God. And this is where we get leverage under a system, a world-conquering system that is not just sick, It's demonic. It's satanic. It is divisive. You understand? And we dwell in the context of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It constitutes the whole of existence itself. And therefore, in our now moment, it matters that we understand how the laws work. But because by law, we get what we ask for, we can attain what it is we apply ourselves to. And wholeness should be that which we're asking for. To being whole within ourselves, to be perfectly balanced within our male and female selves, to be in a place and space where we are not divided and conquered within the cells of us, which require us to remember that being these points of absolute and supreme intelligence, then we should be functioning as supreme intelligences. You understand? Supremacy is not by virtue of wickedness, nor is it by virtue of stacking the deck against ones, or enslaving, or employing, or having a perceived advantage over other ones by virtue of the propaganda and the commercialism and the sublimating and the miseducating and the poisoning. You understand? There is that which is supreme, and supremacy exists in absolute being, absolute presence, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth. For the intelligence of existence itself is the only supreme being there is. So in order for us to really be in the integrity of who and what we are as these points of it, we must love it with our whole bodies, hearts, minds, lives, and souls. We have to come to that point and place where we don't mind being corrected after being wrong for so long, that we're in a now moment that we rejoice in our opportunity to be held within the very fabric of existence with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts. We're in a now moment of eternity where it is a now moment of eternity. It's not something that's coming. It has always been, and the earth and the sun and this galaxy and solar system and all of the planets that influence us are all held, all animated by this same absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is as existence itself. And the conspiracy upon the planet is to make sure that we're divided and conquered, that we are not whole, that we have not fulfilled our duties, obligations, and responsibilities as these points of absolute and supreme intelligence, and we have not realized that the real I that is the totality of all there is sees through our own eyes. And as we do the clearing, the cleansing, the purification, the renewal, so that we may be completely renewed, rebirth, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, so that there are no systems developed by men that have authority in our lives. There are no men or wombed men or governments or corporations or any of those who are out of alignment with the laws of existence who have any authority in our lives. But when you care to be freed from the lies and the delusions and the enslavement and the capitalization and all of those things, then it will only be by virtue of your coming to that place and space within yourself where you really are exerting a full life's urge. You do nothing to undermine yourself. You're in a place and space where you are willing, you are able, you are eager to respond correctly and directly to that which is needed in our now moment, in being able to respond correctly and directly to being under siege, being in a place and space where you understand that your first line of defense when you're under siege, when you're being warred against, is to do nothing to undermine yourself or your cells. And that's why it's so important for us to understand the way of godliness, to understand that our programming, our miseducation, our religious training, all of it has been insufficient for truly our empowerment. And empowerment is about your having not just the access, but really the enthusiasm to do that which is yours to do. You understand? Because see, we have access. We are in a direct line of light with the absolute and supreme intelligence, with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts, but because of the blockage and obstruction that has been created as a result of the way that we have been fed or misfed, miseducated, stupefied, anesthetized, inebriated, intoxicated, violated, and whatnot as a result of all of this garbage that they sell to us as food, then we need to be in a place and space where we are willing to understand that every dollar, every dime that you spend on the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, artificially colored, artificially flavored, NutraSweet, aspartame laden, white sugar, all of this carbonated beverages, alcohol, tobacco, all of these things, the weapons of mass destruction, is money that is not coming back to you. And when you bring these things into your body temple, that's life force and life's essence that you are literally throwing away. We're in a now moment that requires us to have a care, a real care, to be in the love of absolute and supreme intelligence. To be in a place and space where you are very, very mindful, very careful of your duties, obligations, and responsibilities as a child of God. You're either man or womb man. And as men and womb men, our duties, obligations, and responsibilities are to be exalters of life, to be harmonizers with the laws of life, to be the perpetuators and the progenitors of lineages of people in harmony with all intelligences of life, which all do that. They know their food, they excrete their waste, they know their kind, they perpetuate themselves, and they do respond appropriately when they sense that their lives are being threatened. We're in a now moment of eternity that requires us to really have an understanding and an understanding as to what the real purpose in being upon the planet is, and to understand that world religion, education, miseducation, socialization have all led us astray. They've marginalized us and minimized our understanding and understanding as to how divinely we should be standing in the presence of that absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God. We can't be taken out of it, but we have been put in a position where we are not functioning in harmony with it or in the fullness of the integrity, the high ethic, the high morality that we should have. And all of the television shows and the movies and all of these things that are programming us are putting us in position where it is supporting us in being so empathetic with people who are out of alignment, so that we excuse ourselves. We are not trying to hold ourselves to any greater degree of personal integrity. And that's what we have to do. Because you're the only one who really, really cares about what you do in this life. Most people don't care. And we have to come to a point and place where we're mindful of the care that is required in order to meet the requisite and the prerequisite that is the fulfillment of the law that is love. For love is a power and a force, and our empowerment requires us to know love. It requires us to be held in love. It requires us to forgive in love, to understand the unconditionality of love. It's just like the sun shines, you understand, and it shines on us unconditionally, and it gives us all of that which we have in terms of what is nutrient and nutriment in that which we refer to as food and the fruits and vegetations that we're eating. We have to come to that place and space where we have an understanding and an understanding that being requires us to care, to stand in the integrity of that which we truly are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence. For if we do not care to do that, then we definitely won't accomplish it. You get what you ask for. And if you are asking for polished wood, metal, and stone, you have that. So many of us, we have polished wood, metal, and stone. We have much more than we can even do anything with. It's just sitting around. We have all kinds of stuff in storage. You understand, we don't even have space for all of the things that we have. So, but the issue is, is our coming to a point and place where we care to be in alignment with the integrity of what it is to meet the requisite for our now moment in qualifying for continuance in existence. And most people have an expectation of death. They feel as though, regardless of how you live and how you think and what you do and your morals and your values, that the end of your life is going to be the same. You're going to die anyway. And I want you to think a little bit more deeply about that. Because some people would have you think that you have the free will to be out of alignment with the laws of God. That's what God has given you. Free will to be out of alignment with its laws, that you have free will to be in disobedience and disobedient unto it. And that free will isn't free in the sense that you're choosing to do things that you have not been programmed to do. You understand? So when you have been given wrong from birth, when you have been exposed to wrong from birth, when you have witnessed wrong from birth all of your life, then what choices do you really have in light when nobody has encouraged you to know how to be in light? And you live in the context of a system that exerts its right to be wrong, to be out of alignment with the laws that govern existence itself. So it's beyond just what is good for a nation or a country. What we do, what each nation does, each country does, has a contribution to make to the whole world. And that's why we are the beneficiaries of the contributions of every nation. Quiet as it's kept. You understand? When you look at it, America is producing less and less and less and consuming more and more and more. And we're dependent upon those who are living in other countries for the more that we are consuming. So my point is, everybody upon the planet, each nation and race of people, has a contribution to make to the wholeness of the whole of us. And when we are under a world-conquering rampage to divide and conquer the world, then we, as the populace of the planet, have to be in a greater position of inspiration, realization, readiness, eagerness, enthusiasm to regain our footing on the planet, or we may cease to exist. Because those who are out of alignment or those who have lost their inherent purpose in being have come to a point where they no longer realize that there is inherent purpose in existence and have lost that purpose, have lost sight of it, do not operate and are not looking for it, are not knocking and seeking it, then there truly, literally becomes no purpose for their being. And we're in danger as a humanity of people as a result of having so many ones who are out of order, so many ones who are lawless, so many countries, so many nations, so many leaders of nations that are corrupt, whose souls have been bought out, who have lost their humanity and their sanity, and have usurped the rights of their people and their land and their creatures to live in the quality of life, in the quality of light that they really have right to have. Those of you who are listening to me are not necessarily the ones who are striving for leadership in this now moment. But though there are those of you who are listening to me who can become leadership by taking responsibility to be able to respond correctly and directly in this now moment, leadership in your own life, leadership to regain your footing, leadership in regaining your life force, regaining your health, leadership in taking duty, obligation, and responsibility to another level in laying foundation for the exaltation of the light of your family members. You understand, we each have been gifted into families, and for each one of us that stands in light, then we represent our families in light. Our whole families don't have to come into light. Our whole families are not going to come into light. That's what we know, because that's the order of the day, is to put us in disorder and disarray so that our families are torn apart. The individuals that make us up are torn apart within themselves. They do that which undermines themselves. They do that which harms themselves. They do that which kills themselves. And there's no leverage that we can ever have when we are not exerting a full life's urge, when we are not consciously caring to be harmonized in the will and the ways of life. And that's why I am so very grateful and so thankful for every opportunity I have to speak. Because exalting the order of existence, exalting the intelligence of existence, reminding you that you are this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and your life is your gift, and your heritage is in your inheritance, and your inheritance is your heritage, and it is that which is in you. And being in a place and space where you are being undermined at the cellular level, oppressed at the cellular level, then it is necessary for you to reactivate the truth of who you are as this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and to know that the intelligence that you are, the intelligence that is completely operable, completely animating, permeating, penetrating every atom and every cell of your being, is greater than anything that man can create. And some of you would prefer to think that you can eat all of this garbage and be inebriated, intoxicated, and still have power and control. But the fact that you are inebriating, intoxicating, and eating all kinds of garbage is the evidence that you have no control. That you have given control of your life over to appetites and desires. You, being man or wombed man, should be the one who governs your being. By making wise choices and choosing that which is truly in your best interest, that which is going to be an enhancement to you spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. This is how love works. If we're not loving ourselves, if we are not loving this opportunity of existence, if we are not loving our lives, then we are not loving God. If you love being inebriated and intoxicated more than you enjoy being sober, then know that you are not loving God. You are loving the forces of Satan, Lucifer, and the devil who created all of that, that lays foundation for your inebriation, intoxication, because you cannot be in the fullness of your alignment with light and wisdom and truth under intoxication and inebriation. It is defilement of your bloodstream. It is the desecration of your body temple. And it is popular and common activity wherever we are. All over the world, it's about what clubs to go to. It's about what liquors you're going to drink. It's about what delicacies, what flesh you're going to eat. Whether you're going to have the filet mignon, or whether you're going to have this, or whether you're going to have that, and where you're going to eat, and how you're going to do this, and are you going to hit that, or are you going to go where, go there with this one. I'm just saying is that we are being socialized to be out of order, and you have no leverage over a system that is lawless and has been condemned to death as long as you follow it. And though you may feel entitled to be killing yourselves, though you may feel entitled to choose death, though you may feel that it is your right to be wrong, though you may feel that death is the inevitability of what comes in this life, understand that if those are the feelings that you have and those are the thoughts that you have, that there's an infinitude that lies beyond you. And you are very well and could very well be very wrong. And being wrong and not caring is a death sentence, when you should not be accepting death, because we've already been given guidance that there is eternal life. And to have been given life and not care to live it in the height and the light, and the wisdom and the truth, and the fullness of that which has been given you by your Creator, means that you're serving and you're loving something other than your Creator. And you need to be careful. You need to be mindful that your life is your gift, and it's an eternal life. But you're partaking of, you're consuming and being all right with death is going to bring it to you. And you may not be ready for it. You may not even want it. And then you don't know how long you're going to be dead. It might not be like the cartoons where somebody can be crushed with the anvil, falling off the cliff and whatnot, and they pop right back up. That's what we were taught to believe as children, that things, bad things can happen to you, just pop right up. It's not necessarily the case for where we are now, particularly if you've been dropping anvils on yourself for the last 40, 50 years. You may not survive. And I'm the one that's going to remind you that whatever the situation or circumstance, your mindset, your belief, lays foundation for your true success. But if you believe in death, understand, there is no success for you. Because success is being able to get off the planet as a living being and avoiding death, rebuking and revoking death. Because death is what the forces of wickedness, the sick ones, the ill ones, the ones who are the perpetuators of it, that's their reward for doing that. So, understand this. You cannot serve two masters. You cannot be in the fullness of your light and be inebriated, intoxicated, violating, and all of that, stupefied, and it's all right, you know, being out of order. That is not the case for where we are. You're in tune to Monday Night Watch, and this is Adama. I'll be forward in just a bit.